It was reported in most of our newspapers today that Minister for Health Leo Varadkar has made a statement calling for an abortion referendum. Joined with me on the line to give us their reaction to this, I have Cora Sherlock of the Pro-Life Campaign. Cora, thanks a million for joining us today.
Good morning, Wendy. Thanks for having me.
So first of all, what's your reaction to this statement that Minister Varadkar made yesterday evening?
Well, I think that there are a couple of things that I would say. Firstly, the minister said that the current laws on abortion in Ireland are restrictive. Now, he should know, because he was part of the government that brought in the Abortion Act last year, that there's nothing restrictive about the law. It allows for abortion for the full 9 months of pregnancy where there is a threat of suicide. He would also be aware that there is no evidence anywhere in the world to show that abortion treats suicidality. In fact, the opposite is very often the case, that it can have an adverse effect on a woman's mental health. So, you know, it's quite disingenuous to speak in that way. And I think that, you know, it's very unfortunate that those are the words that he chose.
Yeah, I mean, the words, what's reported in the newspaper today, is that he said that our abortion law is currently restrictive and has a chilling effect on doctors. What do you feel about that?
I think what's very chilling, and certainly what I felt and what other people have felt about it, is the fact that the government, the Fine Gael government, and other abortion proponents at the moment seem to be trying to whitewash any rights that the unborn child have out of the Constitution, because that's what the repeal of the Eighth Amendment would mean, the removal of all constitutional protection for the unborn child. That's deeply chilling, that we could talk in such a cavalier way about unborn human life that cannot defend themselves. And the minister should really watch his words in those circumstances.
The minister as well, he's pointing out different circumstances, not in relation to the protecting the right to the life of the mother, which we have currently, he's talking about abortion in the case where there's a regard for her health. And he mentioned things like stroke, heart attack, epileptic seizure. I'm not quite sure in what context, it's not very clear in the reporting today. Do you know anything about this?
I think this is one of the problems about the speech and the whole tone of it. It was so vague and so unhelpful in that way. I mean, some people know, and I've certainly said it since the minister made his speech, that I have epilepsy, and I find it very offensive and extremely dismissive that he would talk about a condition and link it to abortion in that way. I've certainly never, I don't understand what he's trying to do apart from scaremongering. And I think for women who have epilepsy in the country, and let's remember that there are nearly 40,000 people with epilepsy in this country, many of them will be women, and some of them will be women who heard that they had epilepsy for the first time yesterday and then had to listen to that speech, an extremely vague and unhelpful and scaremongering speech from the Minister for Health, who should really know better. Let's also remember, actually, Wendy, that, you know, abortion is a life-ending, it's a life-ending procedure. It's not life-saving. It doesn't contribute to the health of the baby, certainly. It doesn't contribute to the health of the mother. And the minister should be promoting means and benefits that will help both mother and baby, and not supporting abortion.
Well, Cora, another point that Minister Varadkar mentioned was that he expressed his support for abortion in cases of babies with life-limiting condition, or as it has been coined, fatal fetal abnormalities, where he's mentioning that, where a child has no chance of survival. Is there instances that we know of where it can definitively be said a child has no chance of surviving?
I think anybody who wants to Google the website One Day More will certainly hear from families who are very glad that they had the chance to meet their babies and spend time with them where they were diagnosed with a life-limiting condition. But certainly we all know of cases where that diagnosis was given and was proven to be incorrect. So I think once again the minister is being very cavalier in this case. He's talking about human life as if it is of literally no consequence. And I think it's important to say as well, Wendy, that when the minister's speech yesterday, he was talking far more as a politician than as a doctor. And he was talking as a politician and as a member of the government that has brought in one of the most liberal abortion regimes in Europe, allowing for abortion for the full 9 months of pregnancy. He should not be standing in the Dáil and talking about restrictive laws that his government brought in last year, or how they need to be liberalised in any way. The liberal abortion regime has already been put in place in Ireland. The Eighth Amendment is the last stand and the last form of protection for unborn human life. And I just think it's disgraceful that a Minister for Health would stand up and support its removal or its repeal.
Well, Minister Farquhar's quote in the paper today, I mean, it seems that he's really saying that his position isn't for an abortion on demand regime, more for in limited circumstances.
Sure. I mean, we hear this a lot from politicians, and it's really just a form of double speak. You can't say that you are willing to consider the removal of the Eighth Amendment, or that you feel that it is in some way putting in place a chilling effect or putting women's lives at risk, and then say that you don't support abortion on request or on demand. Because the removal of the Eighth Amendment means that all bets are off. There is no more protection for the unborn in the Constitution. And we have already seen what the government has done when it comes to putting in place legislation. They allowed abortion for the full 9 months of pregnancy last year where there is a risk of a threat of suicide. You know, I mean, let's be honest about it. I have more respect for politicians who say what they mean, who say that they actually want that they want abortion on demand in this country. At least then they're not trying to say that they want one thing and bring in something else, because we've had that before from Fine Gael when they made a pro-life commitment to the people before the general election in 2011 and then introduced abortion. We don't believe it from Minister Varadkar, and we don't want it anymore. So, you know, let him be honest about what he wants, and then we might actually have some respect for him.
If memory serves me right, it does seem that the Minister's view has changed considerably on this issue over the past number of years, Cora.
Absolutely it has, and it's regrettable that he isn't taking account of the types of advances that have been seen throughout the world. For example, things like 4D scans, where you can literally see what's known as a window into the womb, and you can see the humanity of the unborn child and the fact that what's actually inside the womb is a human being. Maybe he should go and look at some of those, or he gives his next speech, and maybe his language wouldn't be quite so dismissive of that unborn human being who has nobody to speak up for him or her after all. Personally, I think that the minister could do with that, and I think that he could also be a little bit more sensitive to the feelings of women around the country who may be listening to what he says and you know, looking for some guidance or direction. As I've already said, as a woman with epilepsy, I found his comments very, very offensive.
Well, we'll have to leave it there, Cora Sherlock of the Pro-Life Campaign. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.